What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian with another episode of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. Well, thank you for joining me today on the second part of the episode related to the 17 travel tips for the fit and frugal road warrior. Now, if you listen to the previous episode, I went through the first 11 travel tips that were specifically related to staying fit when you're traveling on the road. Now, what I'm going to do for the last six remaining travel tips, these are going to be related to being frugal and just being smart about your money when it comes to traveling. Because if you think about it, things are just really expensive when you're traveling all the time. Like I mentioned earlier, on vacation, you know, you pay a premium for everything. Like, for example, you go to Disneyland or Disney World, or you go to, I think I said Tahiti in the previous episode, or if you go to, you know, anywhere really when you're traveling, there's usually, like, I call it the travel tax. It's not really a tax, but it's like, you know, you go to a specific amusement park, or good example would be like, it's not really travel necessarily, but you know, you go to a movie theater and everything is like way too expensive. You know, popcorn is like $8 for the big jumbo size, and a soda is like $4. And it's like, come on, man, I could just bring a soda and some candy in there with me. But anyway, so think of it like that. This is specifically around finance. So make sure that you follow these tips, because I believe that they're very helpful, especially when you're traveling and you're on the road and you don't want to break the bank, right? So don't break the bank when you're on the road. Everything's way more expensive at the airport and on the plane. So be smart with planning and preparation. Number one, make sure you bring a nonfiction book so that you can learn something in your field rather than paying for Wi-Fi or watching a mindless movie. Okay, now there's an exception to this. Make sure that you can watch a mindless movie or TV show like on the screen or whatever, unless you need to, you know, if you need to veg out and relax and whatever. But what I would suggest is, instead of paying for Wi-Fi, because they always try to charge you, most airlines, some do, some don't, but most of them will still charge for Wi-Fi, which still blows my mind, by the way. I don't understand that. Maybe there's like some technical thing to it, but it's like, come on, man, why are you charging me for Wi-Fi? You can go to freaking McDonald's and Starbucks and get Wi-Fi for free. Anyway, maybe because it's like so high in the air that it takes more power to power in Wi-Fi. Don't know why, but the point is, if you're listening, any airline executives, please, please make sure that you're not charging for Wi-Fi. Nobody wants to pay for it. Okay, number two, download a nonfiction audiobook or two to keep on your phone as backups if you don't have access to Wi-Fi. So what I see oftentimes with me, because I'm traveling often, probably every other week, depending on my engagements. But so download a nonfiction audiobook before you fly, before you get on the plane. Download an offline book or something to read, just in case. Or bring a physical book as well. I'm a huge fan of obviously reading. You guys can probably tell by this point, love books, love reading audiobooks, etc. But you know, not only that, download some music, a little bit of music that you want to listen to. It's not educational, right? Music, but sometimes music is relaxing if you wanted to veg out and relax and while you're traveling. So the point is that you don't pay for the Wi-Fi because it's unnecessary. It's not like expensive, but it's like, you know, maybe $10-$15, whatever, but it's like that money can be put towards something better, food, you know, experiences, whatever. But you know, that's just me being frugal. It just really pisses me off, as you can tell, that people are still charging for Wi-Fi on the airlines. Anyway, download a nonfiction audiobook or two to keep on your phone as backups if you don't have access to Wi-Fi. That's tip number two for being frugal on the road, so you don't break the bank. Number three, this is a really big deal. Bring an empty water bottle with you through security. Do not, please, for the love of God, do not buy the water at the airline or at the air, at the gate, at the terminal, inside the airport. Please, for the love of God, do not buy. And this applies, I don't know if this applies internationally, but this applies primarily in the U.S. So if there are international folks listening, I don't know if this applies in your airports, but here's what I know in the U.S. You go to the airport, you say, you know what, I'm really thirsty. Okay, cool, let me get some water. Well, I don't know if this is going to be like scalable, but a freaking bottle of water is $6 for a bottle of water, people. $6 for a bottle of water. Are you kidding me? Go home, bring a bottle with you, a reusable bottle or just like a plastic bottle, whatever you, if you're BPA free, whatever, it doesn't matter. Get something that you can refill. Bring it through security. Don't have any liquids in security for TSA. Make sure you're bringing empty water bottle and then fill it up at the water fountain for free. Okay. $6 for a freaking water bottle. That blew my mind when I saw that. Anyway, number four, bring a protein bar or two from home. You can, you know, buy them in a box. You can literally just get them for like $1, $1.99 in your local grocery store. Bring them with you as a snack versus $6+ for a freaking protein bar in those little markets. Okay. Now they do that on purpose and they try to get you because they know a lot of people are business travelers and business travelers can expense those things. So it's not that big of a deal for most business travelers. But if you're traveling for your personal vacation or, you know, for a friend or whatever, and you're just like on the road, you know, with that, you know, not business related, then why would you ever pay $6 for a protein bar? It just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so another thing, bring a small bag of almonds. Number five, bring a small bag of almonds, nuts, or low sugar trail mix. Again, $1, you can literally spend $1 in a local grocery store or $2 versus $8 for a bag of high sugar trail mix. Those places, those little marketplaces in the airports or those kiosks, they sell very high sugar trail mix boxes or trail mix packages. So first of all, bad for you, going back to the other fit part, bad for you, all the high sugar, even if it's quote unquote natural, it's still bad sugar for you, right? So I wouldn't do that, right? I wouldn't try to get the high sugar trail mix and I wouldn't buy it for freaking $8. It's crazy. Last but not least, number six, when it comes to food, avoid the big chains and the higher restaurants in the airport. The reason is they charge much higher costs for everything because they can. Try to stick to the smaller portion meals from the small shops, kiosks, and stands, but be smart about what you purchase at those small shops and kiosks and stands, okay? The main message here is bring your stuff from home. Try to refill your water bottle. Try to bring a trail mix. Try to bring your own protein bars because you're going to get hungry and you're going to want a snack, especially if you have a connection flight, you know, in between. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Don't break the bank on the road. Make sure that you're smart about what you're spending your money on when you're traveling. And there you have it. That should wrap up the 17 travel tips for the fit and frugal world warrior. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you next time. Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, and I answer all my direct messages on Instagram at YoRichieRich and at Beach Property Guy. Take care.